his kids do not feel the good vibrations when it comes to his iconic 90s fashion.
And Madonna says her son David is dripping with swag. We'll explain.
Also, Tom Cruise almost didn't have Renee Zellweger at Hello. Find out what actress was this close to landing that role.
All right, y'all. Welcome to Dish Nation.
Yay!
Woo! Now, y'all, before we get into all the celebrity, we want to wish all of our Dishettes a very happy Thanksgiving. Yeah. That's right. So, you know what? We are so thankful that you all love dishing with us every day, and we hope that you and your family have a very safe and happy holiday.
Yup, yup. Gobble, gobble, everybody.
All right, y'all. So, HK and Gary, what dish are you excited to eat today?
Oh, honey, I can't wait. My mama make a good pigtail soup, honey. I can't wait to have some of that good pigtail soup, honey. It's delicious.
Yo, for me, it's not about the main courses. It's more about the desserts. This is cake my grandmother makes. She always serve it up on all those major festive holidays. So I'm definitely pulling up on that friendship cake. What you looking forward to gobbling down on?
My grandmother taught us how to make a pineapple upside down cake.
Oh.
It is the best. Of course, it will send you to the hospital to get insulin, but it's good.
Well, we're going to need you to FedEx a couple slices of that because we needs that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yo, we're popping off for Mark Wahlberg. His kids are not impressed by his 90s alter ego, Marky Mark.
What?
He used to be that dude. Remember, he used to rock the bare chest and the baggy jeans with the hat turned backwards.
And the Calvin Klein drawers. I loved it.
See, that's the part you remember.
Yes, all of that.
Well, in a recent interview, Mark admitted that his kids are terribly embarrassed by it. But Mark revealed that his son literally copies his famous look when they're on family vacations. So does he really hate it? Is he really embarrassed by the Marky Mark throwback? I mean, because, like, look, at the same time, he rocks the look.
Yeah, but you know what bothers me, though? My thing is, honey, had it not been for that look, his daddy wouldn't be who he is. So those kids need to sit their damn butts down, honey, and clap their hands and pat their feet and thank God, honey, they got some money in that house.
I don't think it's so much he's embarrassed by the look of Mark Wahlberg. He's probably embarrassed by all the attention that the kids give him about his father wearing the look, because the look is still cool.
Okay, so head crack and share, honey. So are your kids ever, honey, embarrassed by an old style you used to wear, honey, but kind of do the same thing?
Yo, my kids are kind of occupying that pocket now where they like to wear my clothes. So, like, I'll pick them up from the bus stop, and I'll see one of my, you know, I'll see my 10-year-old Terrence. He'll get off the bus, like, rocking one of my shirts. And it's like, yo, you're not, like, neat, and you smell different. Like, stop wearing my clothes.
I still have a pair of yellow cross colors. Y'all remember the cross color pants?
Oh, yes.
The Carl Kanai shirt?
Yeah.
I still have a pair of the yellow pants, and I put them on, and he was like, Ma, you look like a clown. And I was like, but I didn't look like a clown back then. All right, y'all, so moving on. Madonna says that her son David is the real fashionista in the household. Did not know this. So the iconic singer pulled up to the Tonight Show earlier this year. She was so funny. And she said her 16-year-old David Banza is outdressing her. Y'all gotta hear this.
I was the family, by the way. I was my man Dave.
Yeah.
He's funny. He's charming. He's athletic. He's a good looking dude.
Put on any outfit and look swag as you know what.
Yeah.
So now her son, honey, is always serving baby queen realness. So did you guys see them in the matching Adidas outfits when he had that long dress on and she had on one too?
Well, seeing it just now, but that's what the youth do. You give them time, they will always outperform the generation before them or be like a lot cooler than we thought we were.
Mm-mm. You know, I wonder what it would be like to raid Madonna's closet, Gary, because it's all the fashions, your booty cut out.
Yeah.
She's got all of the comb boobs. Like, what do you think you find in Madonna's closet?
I don't know, child. It'd probably be some madness, honey. But I know one thing, Sherry, believe it or not, growing up, I did dress my mama.
Really?
My mama, before she came to school, I did anything, honey. I went to this girl closet, said, Mama, wear this. And I still do it today.
At what point did she start trusting you?
Oh, this is the honest truth. She'll call me on Sunday mornings when she's about to get ready for church, and she'll have on, you know, her outfit, and, like, she'll have on certain pieces of jewelry. She said, Gary, should I wear this piece, or should I take it off? And I go by the rules. They say, whenever you're walking out the door, honey, take one piece off before you go somewhere. So I tell, so I tell her to take one piece off, girl, and then you're good. So I still dress her.
Well, I know how you talk to us, but how do you say it to your mom? Do you be like, bitch? Like,
you need to wear this, girl. You know, so I call her, girl.
Somehow I don't think he gets on his mama like he gets on us.
Yeah. Treat us like your mama sometimes. Well, 7 months before her sudden death, the late Anne Heche revealed she almost starred opposite of Tom Cruise and Jerry Maguire. Now, it was the role of Dorothy Boyd, you know, the person that said you had me a hello, which ended up going to Renee Zellweger. Now, according to Ann, she may have insulted the film's director and writer, Cameron Crowe, during the audition. And she went on to say, I was like, I don't understand who she is because he's not really in love with her. So I don't understand this movie. She wished that he loved her. Bah, no, that doesn't make sense. And that was that.
Ooh.
Could you even see Anne Heche in that role? Like, I haven't seen Jerry Maguire since it was in theaters.
No.
So, like, I'm trying to, like, triangulate the scene in my brain, but I don't know. Could you see Anne Heche doing that?
You know why I couldn't see Anne Heche doing it? HK, it's exactly the way she talks. Anne Heche was more ballsy. You know, when you had, what's her name, Renee Zellweger, it was that kind of, like, awkward vulnerability of wanting to be loved. That's not Anne Heche. You never thought of Anne Heche like that. That's why she didn't get it. I can't see. I could never see her doing.
Okay, but could you possibly, you know, because like we've all done some level of acting or another, right?
Yeah.
Could you take a role if you didn't like the character? Like, you know, for instance, Gary, let's just say they threw you in a big motion picture and you had to kiss Sherry for a check. What'd you do?
It depends on what part of Sherry I had to kiss. So now, I mean,
big old lips.
On your lips?
My lips.
Oh, yeah. I would kiss Sherry, honey. Girl, we'll do the last peck, honey. Like, girl, how much that check is again? Let's go shopping now, honey, because I had to do this with you.
Well, y'all, another celebrity that missed out on a chance to work with Tom Cruise is F1 racing star Lewis Hamilton.
Oh, really?
I did not know this. Yes. Mm. So Lewis Hamilton revealed that he was offered a role in the movie Top Gun Maverick. Oh my God. But he had to turn it down because of clashes with his schedule. This is when you just say, I can't, you know what? Whatever you need, I'm there, Tom. But get this.
What?
He and Tom are so cool. He just asked Tom if he could be in the movie, and he was actually offered an even bigger role as a fighter pilot.
That's kind of dope.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, like,
so
how often
dope.
Do you get to be in a big blockbuster film and kind of get carte blanche of what you want to do in it, man? So you got to take those opportunities.
Yeah, well, I tell y'all what, baby. They offered me a role in P-Valley, honey. I'm leaving all y'all asses, honey. Bye.
That simple?
You gonna get up on that pole?
Baby, I'm gonna get up on the last pole, honey. That pole and then some more, honey. Yes, ma'am.
Granduncle Clifford? Or just like Uncle Clifford's love interest?
His love interest. Well, all right, y'all. Looks like Latoya Luckett, baby, is giving all praises to the queen. And no, not me, honey. Earlier this year, baby, she stopped by R&B Money Podcast with Tay and Jay Valentine, honey, and shared her experience working, honey, so closely with her former Destiny Child group member, Miss Beyonce, and how she always knew Queen Bee, baby, was destined for greatness. Take a look.
She set out in a hot-ass car and was riding to a track. And I remember going, where be at? And I was she in the car. I was like, okay, I'm going in there. I'm going to see what you're doing. And I went and sat in the passenger seat as she just wrote this record. And I was like, we be out here trying to have fun, and this girl, she's on it.
Let's just say, if somebody kicked you out of something, a group, a party, would you speak to them years later, or would you still hold on to that grudge tightly, like a monkey bar?
I would speak to them.
Okay.
Let me tell y'all something, honey. Holding a damn grudge, honey, at this age in life, it doesn't even make sense, child.
As you get older, you let go of so many things. And I just think, you know what? Latoya's got a life. She want to live her life. And it's probably at this age, you don't even remember why you were mad at Beyonce.
Up next, y'all, Christina Ricci says, honey, it was Johnny Depp, baby, that explained what it's like to be gay to her. That's it after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Okay, honey, when we're growing up, y'all, lots of us learn about sex from our friends, right?
Yeah.
Well, Christina Ricci, honey, recently shared who told her what it meant to be gay. Now, she was 9 years old, honey, when she was making the movie Mermaids with Cher and Winona Ryder. And this was when Winona was dating Mr. Johnny Depp, y'all. So check this out, y'all, what Christina told Andy.
And I was in Winona's trailer, and she was like, I don't know how. And so she put me on the phone with Johnny, and Johnny explained it to me.
That's incredible.
Yeah, in like the simplest terms.
We love each other very much.
But yeah, it's just like it's when a man wants to have sex with a man and when a woman wants to have sex with a woman. And I was like,
So does Johnny Depp, honey, seem like the go-to person y'all for this information?
Not when you look at current pictures of him, but back then when his face was softer and his eyes were a little bit more kinder, he seemed like that guy.
No, I wouldn't want him explaining to my 9-year-old what sex is, what gay is. not Johnny Depp, and looking at him currently and even back then.
Why not? I mean, it seems so touching. Let's, I mean, he was just saying that, you know.
That was not touching the way he explained it. It was just like, hey, when a man like to have sex with a man and a woman like to have sex with a woman. The girl is 9. Like, layer it a little bit more.
You know, maybe they could have gone to Cher. What do you think she would have said?
You know, honey, I don't know. I would have said to you, it's when men care about other men and women care about other women. You know, just like some of the ones that I live with. They don't like me. They like my hairdresser.
Okay.
Okay, y'all, we all know Tiffany Haddish's catchphrase. Can you dig it?
She ready.
Well, that's right. But apparently, it seems like one thing she is not ready for is compromising her principles. I like the story already. So Tiffany recently told Cosmo magazine, and I am cleaning this up a little bit, because you know it's Tiffany. Tiffany said, I've turned down $10 million just to do a post because it didn't represent my brand, because my soul is worth more than that to me. I'd rather be flat broke than get money to do something that makes me feel like crap. Okay, wow, I'm a little speechless.
Yeah.
Could y'all turn down $10 million on your principles?
I'm so curious, what they wanted her to advertise? Was it like satanic yoga classes?
$10 million, you come to me and it's anal lube, I'd be like, I would put all kinds of stuff in my contract.
Yeah,
can I bring
baby.
In Gary? Can yeah. you know? Can I have a stunt double?
And I could demonstrate it for you too, baby. Yes, ma'am, honey.
That's what I'm talking about.
I would be your your muse.
All right, so, well, I don't know about you guys, but I will always be grateful to Ashton Kutcher. Now, thanks to him and his MTV show, we were able to add Getting Punked to our vocabulary, but it did come at a price for Ashton because his friends didn't want to be around him because of all the impractical jokes. Now, Ashton went on to say, for a long time, I would go out and, like, nobody would want to hang out. Like, they were like, I'm not messing with him.
Oh.
Well, it kind of worked out for him because he met Mila Kunis. But can you blame his friends of being afraid of, like, being punked or, like, everything is a setup for something bigger?
No, because, I mean, they should know him. I mean, child, if that's your friend, you know what he does, honey. I would not be bothered, honey. It wouldn't matter to me one way or the other, honey. If he punked me, okay, I got punked.
Now, have y'all ever been pranked in real life and, like, really fell for it deep?
Yes, I did Anthony Anderson's game show, To Tell the Truth, and he had a snake in a basket, and there was somebody like trying to do snake, you know, where they bring the snake out the basket. Mm-hmm. And I was so into it. And Anthony had on top of the ceiling a cage full of fake snakes, and they opened up and fell all on top of me. It went viral. It's like 5 million views. I literally thought snakes were on my body. It scared me so bad. I fell out my chair. My wig almost came off. I was to this day, I'm still not talking to Anthony Anderson. I was so mad.
She wasn't ready.
Yeah.
Up next, we'll tell you the interesting way Brooklyn Beckham surprises his wife, Nicola Peltz, and how many times he's done it. Right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. So, everybody remembers the hilarious movie Superbad, right?
Yeah.
It's one of my faves.
Yeah.
Well, apparently the stars of the movie, Jonah Hill and Christopher Mintz, had a super bad relationship.
Oh.
That hurts my heart. They're really good actors because I believe they were friends.
Oh,
well,
wow.
Seth Rogen, who co-wrote the movie, said Jonah initially hated Christopher and even told him, I don't like that guy. I don't want him doing it. And Seth went on to say, that's exactly why we're hiring him, and it couldn't be more perfect. And hey, look, looks like Seth had a point, because it's been over a decade since the movie came out, and it is still a classic. It's aged well.
Yeah, but Cher, do you not know how many people on an ensemble shows, honey, hate each other but work well together? I mean, I'm a product of that.
I plot to kill Gary every day, and he still comes back to work.
See? So,
I remember when I first came on to the show, everybody was so nice. I remember HK was the nicest. And then I was about to leave, and you was like, hey, honey, I want to ask you about your ex-husband. And I was so mad at you.
Oh, no,
I told them, I do not want to talk about my ex-husband. And you asked anyway, and I tried to give you an answer, and you kept pushing. And I was like, this right here, I can't stand him.
I'm sure I got the picture that I could go back on that we took, and we were just as happy and smiling. I would have never known that I did that to post Sherry Pie.
I was mad at you. And when they say you're going to be working with Gary with the T, I was like, the same one. And you know what? And you haven't changed, Gary. And I love you. You still push and you still talk about me.
Well, thank you, honey. In the words of Donna Ross, you're so beautiful.
Okay, single people. If the holidays aren't making you feel lonely enough, wait until you hear this. Oh. David and Victoria Beckham's son, Brooklyn Beckham, revealed that 70 out of 100 tattoos on his body are dedicated to his wife, Nicola Peltz. So Brooklyn told USA Today, I kind of was just like, you know, we're married, why not? And when asked how Nicola felt about it, he said, well, she always cries when I get her another tattoo. I always love to surprise her with new ink.
I think it's crazy. Because first of all, you know, I'm sorry, but I mean, they're not going to be married forever. They are not going to be married forever. And he got all these I hope the tattoos are just of different things, but, you know, they won't be distinguished as for her with his next wife. Because it's just not a good look. I don't have not a one tattoo on my body.
Yeah, I got to agree with my friend the Green Lantern here. Like, you know, it's just a lot of tattoos to have to erase if things go south. You could only cover up so many things, you know? And it hurts more to get things completely erased.
Yes.
Do you have your lady's name over your eyebrow, HK?
No, or the kid? I believe in face stuff. Stuff that can be covered with shirts. But I got family tattoos.
You know, Sherry, gave me an idea. I just thought about if I get a tattoo, what my first tattoo would be, honey.
What would it be?
Probably be two double doors on my buttocks.
Kind of like a saloon?
Yeah, you just two doors.
Like two saloon doors?
Yeah, a door.
It's always open. Just swing through.
You don't have to push too
so
hard.
So many things.
I think that would be beautiful.
I actually like that, Gary. I like that
tattoo. Thank you, Sherry. You're such a jewel. But anyway, girl, up next, honey, find out which actresses, honey, scammed, honey, her way into starring in a hit TV show. The answer after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Now, Tisha Campbell and Damon Wayans played the perfect parents on the early 2000s show My Wife and Kids, right?
Yeah.
Well, earlier this year, Tisha revealed that she scammed her way into trying out for the role after not receiving an audition for the pilot. Now, she called her bestie, Tashina Arnold, who gave her the audition details. She snuck into the Disney lot and, after finessing her way past the front gate person, auditioned, and the rest is history.
Lucky.
Wow.
Yo, I mean, could you picture anybody else in that role other than Tisha Campbell?
This is one of the roles, HK, I actually could have seen Tashina do, because Tashina and Tisha, they're best friends and they're so similar.
Yeah.
But it's very, very cool that, you know, Tashina was secure enough to give the details to Tisha, because Tisha booked that. Tashina had Everybody Hates Chris, and both of those shows ran a long time.
But you know, Cher, I'm like that. I would share. I mean, I wouldn't hold back, you know, what I knew. I would tell them if I had a friend auditioning, I would let them know, okay, this is how it's done and blah, blah, blah. Because I do believe in what's for me, I'll have it. Period. So, honey.
I don't know. Gary could be telling people things after the fact. Like, there might be food in the building, and, like, you won't find out there's food in the building until you see Gary throwing his plate away.
Well, that's a different story. So when you're hungry, honey, you'll be like, oh, well, honey, girl, y'all go, they got some food out there, honey.
Exactly.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.